welcome to the Amway Center, where the Orlando Predators have knocked off the Los Angeles Kiss 61-48 in front of 11,218 screaming fans on beach night here in Orlando. The homestanding fans didn't have much to cheer about early on, though, as the Kiss got off to probably their best start of the season. They scored on a long touchdown pass from Adrian McPherson and Donovan Morgan to open up the scoring of the game. The Kiss then forced a fumble on the first Orlando drive, a play which Coach Bob McMillan says was just what the Kiss were looking for.
It was something we talked about all week. Let's try to get out fast, get this thing going, get a momentum thing, get the change of the momentum, get Adrian in a good groove.
Four plays later, though, the Kiss went out on downs to give the ball back to the Preds, and it was really all south from there for L.A. Orlando would run only four plays on offense the entire first quarter, but it made those plays count. Got on the board halfway through the first when Randy Hipper connected with Greg Carr in a 39-yard bomb for six. Following a stop on downs, Bernard Morris picked up his fifth rushing touchdown of the season to give the Predators their first lead of the game. Rob Keith then called for a surprise onside kick like Las Vegas attempted last week against the Kiss. The result was the same, as L.A. just wasn't ready for it. However, the Predators were offsides, and the Kiss capitalized with an 80-MAC TD run to tie the game at the end of the first quarter at 14-all. The first half was one to remember for Randy Hipper, who went 11 of 12 for 175 yards with three scores, the best of which was a 30-yard bomb to Kendall Tompkins. But it was Brandon Tompkins who had the most important catch of the half for the Predators. Caught a 19-yard pass for a TD with just 16 seconds left in the second quarter to give Orlando a 34-28 lead that it would not relent. The host bookended that score with one to start the third quarter to go up 41-28, and the Kiss were chasing the rest of the way. Adey Mack picked up his third rushing touchdown of the game on LA's first drive of the third quarter, but Hippard found Brandon Tompkins to put Orlando back up 47-35 on the next drive. Jabin Zamorano's second TD of the game got the Kiss back within five at the end of the third, but that was as close as they would get. Hipper continued his torrid tear with a TD pass to Larry Brackens to open the lead back up to double digits early in the fourth. Donovan Morgan quickly got the Kiss back in the end zone midway through the fourth quarter, but Orlando's offense continued to roll to make it 61-48 with just over 7 minutes to play. The Kiss did get the ball back one final time, but after getting deep into Orlando territory, McPherson couldn't get the ball into the end zone, and the Preds ran it out from there. McPherson didn't have a great game throwing the ball, going 17 of 34 for 259 yards and four scores, but he did have three TDs on the ground. It was his fourth time coming to Orlando for Adey Mack in his career, and he now has dropped to 1-3. In those games. Coach McMillan says there's still work for Adey Mack to do.
He's been out of the game for a while now, so he's just going to continue to get better. He's one of the hardest working guys in that locker room, and he's probably more frustrated than anybody else in there.
Morgan led the way for the Kiss with 7 catches, 110 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He now has 10 receiving scores on the season to lead the team. The story, though, in this one was Hippard. He went 26 of 29 for 339 yards and 6 touchdowns, and he was virtually flawless all night long. Orlando faced just 2 third downs for the whole game and didn't have to face a single fourth down. The only turnover was on that first play of the game on a fumble. Greg Carr had 134 yards and 2 TDs, bringing his career total up to 40 touchdowns for the Preds. Brandon Tompkins had 9 catches for 103 yards and 2 TDs and had a score on the ground. The Kiss have dropped to 0-4, and they're going to be huge underdogs in each of their next two games for certain as they host Arizona next week and visit Las Vegas in the second edition of the Rock and Roll Bowl in Week 6. The Preds are now on a 3-game winning streak after losing a tough opener to Philadelphia. They'll hit the road next week in a hard road game in Spokane. From the Amway Center, I'm Adam Markowitz with an Arena Fan Final, where the Orlando Predators have knocked off the LA Kiss 61-48.